Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Oftentimes we don't do things because we're fearful of it. And that is, I think, one of the number one reasons why moms choose not to homeschool is because they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to mess it up. They're afraid they're not well enough equipped. They're afraid that they don't have the education that's necessary. Mm-hmm. They're not patient enough. They're not all the things that they think all the other homeschool moms are.
Right.
Little do they know, every homeschool mom falls into that same basket. Talk to that mama who's just like, I really want to homeschool and I can't because I'm afraid. Or I am homeschooling, but this is so hard. I don't know if I can keep going.
So I think the thing that I would tell you first and foremost is that that seed of conviction in your heart absolutely will bear fruit, but I cannot tell you when, and I cannot tell you how, but I can guarantee you that probably when you're least expecting it or least looking for it, you will start to notice, kind of like we were talking about in our other episode about infants, like you're coming out of a fog, you're having a season of ease. And then let me tell you, the Lord may plunge you right back into a season of hard, because very rarely does he put us through hard, bring us out. There's actually, I'm going to get the reference wrong, but there's a reference in Peter, I believe, where it talks about like that he does that. He takes us through seasons of hard and then he builds us back up again, only to take us through the hard again, because it's kind of like what you do with, I'm certainly no blacksmith, but where they do several rounds of this curing process for metal. And again, if you are a blacksmith, you're going to be like, you're using the wrong terms and that's not how we do it. But it's this idea of whacking at the metal, bathing it, whacking it some more, bathing it, heating it up, you know, until you finally get it refined. Mm-hmm. The refining often doesn't feel good, but what he's producing is beautiful. And sometimes that's what you have to hang on to. Also, I will encourage you on those really hard days that while you're hanging on to what the Lord is forming in you and saying like, this was worth it, you also probably need to give yourself grace and go out in the sunshine. And let your kids run around in the yard or play a board game. Like, you're not messing up by giving your kids opportunities to just live life.
Yeah.
So much of the fear we experience in failure is that we won't match up to public school standards, which I hope not. But I know they mean, I didn't mean to be snarky there, but I know they mean like the state standards of reading by this age, fluent in this by this. And we're like, oh my goodness, my kids, and we lose sight of the fact that so many of those kids in those grades are not reaching those things either. And they're just getting left behind or they're not getting spoken to. And we have this incredible privilege to slow down, take a deep breath and say, what do I actually have to be afraid of? The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And if I have a child who loves being with his family, can read, loves literature, can count, can make French toast, I've succeeded. Like, you know, those are some life skills and some basic skills, and we can go from there. There's always a thing to add, but we don't have to add everything.
Right, right. Yeah, it's that, going back to that whole comparison thing. Is that we're always wanting to compare ourselves to, you know, sometimes it's the public school system, but most of the time it's other homeschool mamas who we just feel like they have it all right.
No,
we're screwing it all up.
Definitely not. And I think we have a very complicated view of homeschooling right now. I think Charlotte Mason is wonderful in many ways, but I've seen some moms go not just the Charlotte Mason route, but just the really complicated route. Everything has to be just so. And I'm just, the older I get and the more I homeschool, the more I'm simplicity and meeting those kids where they need to be met, even if it doesn't match like a style of homeschooling.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution.